Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
And what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're just catching up because it's been such a long time.
Yeah, we've been hibernating here in cold Manitoba.
Well, and our schedules have changed. We've been like ships passing in the night. It has been a challenge to try and find time to meet or even to Zoom together.
And you got to wait till the energy's right, you know? You just feel it one day and you're like, let's do this.
Are you busy?
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened today. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling it, are you? And you're like, sure.
Yeah, glad it worked out. So, and meanwhile, there's been a lot going on in the world. Not sure everyone's noticed.
You know more about that than me because I don't pay attention to the news.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, there are days where I have to make a deliberate decision. This will be a no news day. Because it when you start waking up in the morning and the first thing you're thinking about is world news and terrible things that are going on, then it's time to kind of take a little break and refocus elsewhere.
Yeah. So how are your days when you do, and how are your days when you don't?
Oh, I notice the difference. Definitely notice the difference. And, I'm facing the challenge of trying to navigate knowing enough to be informed, and it's important for me to have a heart for what's going on and what is being done to people around the world, and not to spiritually bypass the hardship that's being visited on people, because it implicates all of us, right? I mean, we're all used to a certain standard of living. It's a very energy high standard of living, which relies on oil and things like that. And so when wars are fought over resources, or resources are used as a tool in wartime, a lot of people are affected. And so it also means that our lifestyle is a factor in what's happening around the world. And so I wrestle with that. And what does it mean to try and reduce my energy consumption, or to think about actions and decisions that I'm making and how that reverberates around the globe? Because, like it or not, we are interwoven right now in such a way that it's really hard to not be aware. I guess you can choose to not be aware, but...
Well, I feel like your trip to... Well, you've done a lot more travel than I have. I haven't crossed the ocean or anything, but you've done that a few times. And I feel like that changes your worldview.
It does. It does make you feel connected. And especially being on the Camino, where you meet people from all over the world. It's not just like going to one country and getting to know a culture and appreciating the people. It's being a pilgrim and meeting people from countries all over the world. Chile, Guatemala, Taiwan, the Netherlands, all over Europe. Met somebody from Israel. And so you realize that people are being implicated, right? Mm-hmm. I was hanging out for a few days on the Camino with somebody who was Iranian Canadian. Somebody lived in Vancouver, and I was part of the group that he was hanging with during the time that Iran was bombed the last time in summer. Mm-hmm. And it happened right in the neighborhood where his father lives. Mm-hmm. And so it was very, very close, and it completely puts a different feeling and complexion on the situation when it's happening to somebody you know, and you know you're feeling the distress that they're feeling, wondering if their family's okay, and it makes things pretty real.
So then how do you feel like you like wrestle with that, or you come to terms and feel like you're making the difference you want to make? And you know,
it's hard to know how to make that difference, right? Mm-hmm. Because we live in this weird time where at the touch of a button, we can know what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm. And so on the one hand, all of that news is brought so close to us. And then on the other hand, that doesn't change how massive this planet is. And so I don't know. Sometimes I feel the survivor guilt of living in a part of the world that's safe and our lifestyle hasn't been affected that much, when I know that in Southeast Asia, things are pretty critical right now with gas prices and shortages of gas. And Yeah, like we just seem to be in North America the ones that get off without a scratch so much. And meanwhile, other people are suffering for the maintenance of a lifestyle that does it even really make us happy?
It's like
So,
capitalism, but in a
yeah.
different way.
And you and I have talked about these different systems that are unraveling, right?
We
And
have.
so when you have to go to war and the reasons aren't even clear, you see the disintegrating of logic and you see the efforts to justify when it really isn't justifiable. And then it just kind of reinforces this idea that we're in a time of unraveling, empires in decline. And so what does that mean for the future, right? Because I want to be optimistic, and I think the big picture in the long run takes us to a better place, but we're in the really messy time right now of things kind of becoming unglued, and that brings suffering, which is hard for an
Yeah, yes, it
empath.
is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And how about you? Like how's it for you? Because you make a little choice to kind of remove yourself from the news for your own peace of mind and so on. And
Well, I've always just
so
said that I'm allergic to politics. I'm allergic to the news just because, like, there's so much lying and I hate lying. And I guess I see it through the lens of hypnosis now. Like, I feel like kind of the art of war is being used against people, convincing them that other people who don't believe the same as them are the enemy, and convincing them that, just getting their nervous systems in an uproar every, like, just constantly. Like, I don't feel like it's a balanced viewpoint when there's no good news being shown and there's so many good people and so many good things happening and a lot of collaborations and communities starting. Like, you're part of a community here where you live, and that's a beautiful thing. And I feel like there are communities elsewhere too, and people deciding, like, this is what I want to, first I want to have peace in my heart and, like, love all the parts of myself, but then I want to go out and love my neighbor and love all the diversity around me. And that includes, like, it's across the globe, but it's just like we do what we can do at home, and I feel like that makes a difference too.
And in the conversations that we've had over the phone, we've talked a little bit about some of the tools that are helping us to get through this time. And you just brought up one of them, which is getting involved locally. We have a really great thing going on in our community here where a church a few years back donated their building, sold it for a dollar to an organization that took it over and now does programming to bring people together in the community and free muffins on a Wednesday morning, free lunches on Thursdays, free community meal every Saturday, last Saturday of the month, and all kinds of groups meeting. And it's a wonderful thing. And it really is an antidote for me to be able to go and meet with people, a lot of whom I wouldn't really connect with or move in circles with normally. And it's really great to just visit and be face to face because I think that's where the real change is going to happen, is local initiatives and people just coming together and being good neighbors to each other and looking out for each other. And we have food rescue going on where people are coming and availing themselves of kind of the food that has passed its best before date from the groceries and things, and that helps out some of our struggling community members. So to see things happening on a local level, we have a wonderful community garden initiative going, which has people, local residents that have been here for decades, gardening alongside newcomers from many different countries. And it just shows you people know how to get along. We can live in peace if we're not constantly being
Told that,
fed messaging to divide us and make us hate each other. And
and just make us scared of each other, or scared that there's not enough, so we need a hoard. Like, I feel like that's a deep down belief that isn't helpful for humanity. And
I think the hope is always going to be in how people come together. I was really encouraged just watching what happened in Minneapolis when this horde of ICE agents were unleashed in the community and they very quickly pulled together to protect each other. It just gave me a new faith in humanity that regardless of where we come from, and Minneapolis is a very mixed population. People are, when it comes down to it, most people are good, kind
You
people.
know what's right and wrong. Yeah, for sure. I love that people are seeing each other as humans and not as like the enemy. Yeah.
And I think like it just feels like there has to come a point, and I think people have, we've been through enough wars in the past 10, 20 years to sort of have a reading now on how things go, right? The kind
You're
of
like
information we get fed,
it's not working, like
and that it never turns out the way I think it'll turn out, right? Oh, it'll just be a quick go in and decapitation strikes, we'll change the regime, we'll leave, and everything will be tickety-boo. And we know it's never going to turn out that way. I mean, heck, you can't even build a house and meet, the proposed deadline and the estimates and all of that. So how are you going to carry out a war and do that on schedule with minimal damage?
I think
It doesn't
people are
happen.
starting to see through, because there's so much information, like not only on the news, but like there's so much valuable and good information that you can find online, and like people are kind of waking up to what's actually going on. They can't be as easily hypnotized. They can look up and
And there are a lot of threads coming together. Like, it's not just the present wars that are happening, but for decades we've been seeing our environment deteriorate. Wages are stagnating. Like, there's just a lot of areas in which we can see that things are not getting better. A lot of things have been deteriorating, and so we just need to rip the band-aid off at some point and say, it's not a sustainable project,
and then
this
find
present
better
model.
solutions.
And people are creative,
Yeah,
right?
like
They
look what
could.
happened with education during COVID. Completely changed very, very quickly. And what people thought was impossible was all of a sudden possible. So I think in various ways that's going to continue to happen in all these various systems that are not working anymore.
It just takes a critical mass of people saying, okay, we're done. We're done with this model, which is only serving the very few people that are, channeling all the wealth upward, and the rest of us we're the majority. So we get a chance to have a say in how we want to creatively build the world. And human creativity is limitless. When people get together and have vision, there's nothing that we can't do.
Yeah, and I've also often thought about empaths in general, being the highest feeling group of people, and feeling is what manifests. So when empaths stop serving narcissistic people or timelines, agendas, that's the right word, then things are going to shift very fast because all of that energy now is rerouted into what we want instead of serving what we don't want.
I think you make a good point because in a patriarchal society, emotion is a bad name, right? People will, oh, women are emotional ones, or you're being emotional, or this is not logic. But when you remove emotions, you're kind of castrating a whole flow of energy that could go into the visioning and the creativity that it's going to take to build a new world. When we reclaim our emotions, and I'm thinking of Brené Brown and all that work, there's just a rush of energy that comes back that's going to fuel us forward, I
Well,
think.
like emotion is energy in motion, so yeah, and emotion I feel like always has like information for us, valuable information for us that can like almost complete that yin. I'm seeing the yin yang symbol. When people try to leave the emotion out, then the yin yang is incomplete and then energy can't flow.
And that's the infinity sign, right? Like, it is constantly renewing. It's not, it doesn't deplete. So what gives you hope right now when, like, it can seem like the world is falling apart? And we're kind of in like an what's the word? Apocalyptic
Big word.
scenario.
What gives me hope is like our inner evolution, because you know the saying, as within, so without. And I feel like as each person is kind of waking up to being a more sovereign being and like taking responsibility for their, just taking responsibility for their happiness and not outsourcing that to other people and not blaming other people when they're unhappy. It's just like, it's you can't really have communion without sovereignty. And so as each empath is waking up, becoming more sovereign, then actual communion can happen. And there's not this hierarchical, what is that the word? Did I say it right?
Hierarchical.
It's another big word. There's not all the hierarchy involved, and it's more collaborative instead of what's the word? Competitive energy. And I'm seeing more and more of that, and that's what makes me feel hopeful. Because I find evolution, my personal evolution, so exciting, and obviously other people's, being a hypnotherapist, and yeah, there's always something new and good to see. And it's like we see what we look for, right? So it's just like, what are you gonna notice? We're beginning to notice all the bad, but that doesn't erase all the.
Where intention goes, energy flows.
And I also really believe that there's a limiting belief that we have to suffer until no one else is suffering. But what would be the end game in that? That everyone is suffering and nobody creates any solutions. So, even though we feel bad for people, we can't like let it consume us and like take 100% of our energy. I feel like it is helping when we create the world that we want and, like you were saying, build community.
I think too, engaging all of those right brain functions of imagination, creativity, seeing the bigger picture, and even just following, for me, who has developed a real passion for astrology, just following the bigger picture in that sense. You know, the larger outlook is really for us to moving out of these dominator systems and into more horizontal models of sharing power and collaborating and being much more humanitarian.
Yeah, whenever you talk about astrology, it always gives me hope. It always gives me like a feeling of safety. It's just like, oh, that's what's happening. Okay, I get it. I
I mean,
get
there's something very comforting in knowing that cycles continue, right? The sun comes up every day, the moon goes through its changing cycles, and there's something very regulating about that. And I think too, as you said, a lot of people are just waking up to the things that are not working. And I think there's a real longing to dream again of a better world, of a life that makes us happy instead of a life that overloads us with stuff that
Yeah.
really.
Well, you've been
Yeah,
debunking
I've been
lately.
doing the Marie Kondo. That
That
actually has
makes
been,
you
that's been very regulating for me to feel like I have more mastery over my environment. I think sometimes when you feel like you can't really do much about what's going on the larger scale, you can, decide to gain mastery over the areas of your life that you do have some control over. And it's exciting to see the changes taking place in my house over time.
And
So
how it feels different,
it
right?
does feel different.
Yeah, so there's lots of things that we can do to help others and help ourselves. And like they say about the glass, like you can't fill unless your glass is full or whatever. I forget the saying, but it's basically to take care of ourselves and our nervous system. And once we're regulated, then we can help regulate the world. And I feel like our resonance does play a way bigger part than we know.
Yeah, I heard it said the other day that one person with heart coherence can change and bring regulation to a mass of people around them. So that's pretty powerful when you think about,
Yay,
coming back to the heart.
yeah, empaths.
So anyone who's listening, it's been a while. If you'd like to let us know what's going on with you and how you're handling going through this time of craziness, drop us a comment. We love to read comments.
Our questions, yeah.
Right. And until next episode,
Keep following your heart song.